At the White House, President Trump hosted a separate discussion on what a post-war Gaza could look like. It was attended by the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. We heard more about it from our North America editor Sarah Smith.
We understand that largely they were discussing what could be done to help run a post-war Gaza. So not how to achieve a ceasefire, how to end the fighting, but rather looking to the point, if the fighting is concluded, what would need to be done to run the enclave, not least because one stipulation would be that Hamas could no longer be involved in the government. So putting together some planning for what the White House is calling the day after, in other words, the day after the fighting has finished. But we understand also the urgent need for food and humanitarian aid to get into Gaza, where of course they are facing a famine, was also discussed in this meeting, where you had Tony Blair, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law and former special envoy to the Middle East, as well as the current special envoy Steve Witkoff, who himself has been making some optimistic noises about the possibility of the fighting concluding before the end of this year, he's said.
Why does he think that?
So in an interview with Fox News, he said that he was optimistic because he saw signs that the Israeli government was prepared to make some accommodations in order to reach a deal with Hamas, and that he understood that Hamas also knew now what they needed to agree to, and that they were under such added pressure from Israel, he thought that there was an opportunity now to achieve a deal within the next 4 months. He didn't give us any more detail than that, but it was a particularly optimistic note about ending the fighting that he was giving in this interview.